Bernie Sanders appears to be pulling away from the rest of the field in California's presidential primary. With less than a month to go, a recent poll finds the Vermont senator has extended his lead. He's backed by 26% of likely Democratic voters in the Golden State. 20% support Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. 15% back former Vice President Joe Biden, who is the nationwide frontrunner. But in this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California, commentator Joe Matthews tells our very own Cherry Glazer that he thinks Biden is looking at an uphill fight in the state, and not just because of his polling numbers.
He faces a historic barrier, one that's never been broken in the history of our country. People have focused on, well, we've never elected a woman as president, but we've also never elected, in fact, no major party has ever nominated a man named Joe.
You know, and you take this personally, I'm sure.
I've been living with the burden of this name of Joe for 46 years, Cherry. I know intimately the fundamental problems of Joe and why a Joe has never risen to the highest office in this land.
It's a good Old Testament name, backed up yes. by a lot of good characters in the Bible. What went wrong since then?
The name is too relatable. It's too average. It's too common. In the United States, it's come to stand for the average male, the average Joe, college Joe, your GI Joe, Joe Schmo, Joe Blow. And unfortunately, for all this country's phony populism, how we're really for the people and we want a politicians just like us, that's really just a game. We really want politicians who are above us in some way that we can aspire to. Maybe they just talk so deftly like Bill Clinton, or they're cool like Barack Obama, or they can get away with terrible behavior that would fell mere mortals like Donald Trump. We want to vote for that person's above us. And a Joe is not above us. A Joe, by definition, by the name, is one of us. And we don't want one of us.
Well, I mean, come on. We've had Bills. We've had Johns. We've had
a bunch of Jameses.
So why not a Joe at this point?
Because the name has a different cast, a connotation. Maybe it's the Bible. I mean, they're Joseph of the Genesis, sold into slavery in Egypt, imprisoned, but then he could interpret the dreams of the Pharaoh. He ended up as the second
in command. Powerful, man. Yeah.
But it's all downhill since then. And we've been conditioned culturally in this country, in movies and music and film. I mean, if your name is Joe, you've had the song, the Jimi Hendrix song, "Hey Joe, where are you going with that gun in your hand?" You know, sung at you dozens of times. I have, at least. And that's about a gun-toting cuckold who's really weak. We haven't had a great movie star named Joe in 70 years since Joe Cotton. And he always kind of played a weak guy.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Joe
DiMaggio. Come on.
In sports, there's some great Joes out there.
How about
Montana and Namath? But, you know, even with DiMaggio, Simon Garfunkel, they asked him to lead the country. The nation turns its lonely eyes to you, and he's gone, right? And, you know, in this political moment, there is definitely a sense of trying to play on the resentment of the Joes, both on left and right, or even the fears that we all might be average Joes. But no one actually wants to elect one of those people to high office. And Biden is unfortunately for him, a classic Joe.
But come on, we have a number of candidates in this presidential race who would be first if they
yes.
were elected. Amy Klobuchar, Elizabeth Warren would be the first woman president. Michael Bloomberg would be the first Jewish president.
Mm-hmm.
Why not a Joe as president?
There's been a lot of studies of the impact of people's names on their lives, and it shows real impact in terms of the job you have, the partner you end up with, all sorts of things. And Joe is just really, it's a tough name for that. I mean, as a Joe myself, I mean, there are advantages. Expectations are lower. I can show up late or underdressed to anything, and people are just going to say, hey, you know, that's just Joe. But I think we'll definitely elect a woman well before we elect a Joe. Because the notion of someone breaking through a barrier, doing something grand and historic, that's not something you associate with an average Joe, but with a Jane or an Amy or an Elizabeth. There's something elevating about that, that this name holds you down, which is why I think, you know, if I were Biden, his middle name is Robinette, he could just switch to that, go by Rob. I mean, maybe
solve
that's
all
a,
his
that,
problems.
Maybe
huh?
that maybe it is a moment for Joe. There is this weird sense that the country's had too much drama, too much exceptionalism, and maybe we just need the sort of boring, steady guy we know, even though if he's not brilliant enough or progressive enough, or like, that is really the case for Biden. It really is the case for the average Joe. But as a Joe, I wouldn't bet on that strategy. And also, you can't, you know, Biden can't count on the solidarity of his fellow Joes, because, I mean, I look at him, I see he seems kind of old and behind the times. I'm more interested in Elizabeth Warren.
Joe Matthews is a syndicated columnist with Zocalo Public Square. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.